Warning: this show may contain strong language and adult humour.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark,
non-alcohol edition.
Yes, this is our alcohol-free edition.
Yep. So what we've decided is, quite often, you've sometimes got to drive, or, like me at the moment, I am on a bit of medication. I've had terrible toothache that you're going to hear about for the next couple of shows as we're recording them.
Yeah.
And it's meant that this week I've been on painkillers and lots of paracetamols and things, and it meant that I haven't been able to drink or I haven't felt like drinking. So there's lots of different times in your life where you might want a beer, but you don't necessarily want the alcohol. The big one's driving.
Yeah.
You've got to drive. We certainly don't condone drink driving at all.
Please don't drink driving.
You know, make sure that if you do, it's a low alcohol beer, you have the one. But even better, try some non-alcoholic beverages.
So which one are we going to start
with?
We'll
start with this one.
Okay.
So this was got from Coppers.
Yes, it is £1.30. And it is a beer blonde, or blonde beer, by N.A., brewed in Belgium, called Jupiler, Jupiler.
The other thing is, non-alcohol beers tend to be cheaper and healthier. So even if you're thinking about like health and all that sort of moment, not that we ever think about that.
No.
But, so we thought we'd just try some of them.
0.5% alcohol by volume, and 25 cl, so
right.
It's actually quite a bit smaller than a normal can.
Yeah.
You'll find most alcohol free beers will say 0.5 because that's what they can measure.
Yeah, you feel a bit dirty when you don't get when you don't have to, the self checkout doesn't say assistant required.
Yeah. So this has got an interesting,
so it's very very light. Pills and a light
up and opened in the bottle like a nearly like a fizzy kind of.
So smelling that, you're really getting your sort of pilsnery, lagery sort of smell. So I'm expecting a lot of malt here.
It smells. There's a smell that there's something. It's on the top of my tongue of what it smells like. Something familiar.
So there's a very sweetness there. But as a lager, that's not
incredibly
bad.
Sweet. Yeah, so if you were drinking this in Italians or Spanish or something along those lines, like a European light lagery style beer, this is really quite nice.
Like, it's not bad. I'm not gonna choose it over a proper beer by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But it's got a nice crispness to it. But yeah, I think with certain
it's nearly identical to like a Peroni or the other one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To me, it tastes very much like a what you call like a good quality mass-produced lager. Something we wouldn't necessarily drink, or we drink on occasions. Something like that Indian one, I can't remember, Cobra and that sort of.
You know, and Beer Moretti, very, very similar flavours. But 0.5%.
So
I'd actually probably drink this over some of those.
Yeah.
I think the flavours are a lot more delicate.
I would definitely, I think when going to round to people's houses and stuff and everybody else is drinking and you want, because I find you've got different options. You can have tea, you can have coffee, but you're going to be up all night if I have coffee. You can have like your sweet drinks, but the thing is, but what you want to be doing is just drinking with everybody else.
Yeah. And actually, if everybody else is drinking those kinds of lagers, you could have this and not be any different.
No, I'm quite.
I'm very surprised at that. I was expecting it to be a lot more.
What crap. One of the things that I'm quite surprised is the mouthfeel. It's not feeling like it has that lacking. Often with non-alcoholic beers, and we might find that with sort of other ones we're going to try today.
Yeah.
Is that they lack a bit of body, where this has the right body for the style.
Yeah.
Because of my tooth abscess, we're not doing any pairings in the next lot of
shows.
You've got toothache? Yeah, have I not told you a million times?
No, I did not know you've got toothache.
Luckily, I'm better enough to do these shows, good people. But
yeah.
So we're not doing any food pairing, but I think
A curry or a pizza or, the typical food you'd have a European-style lager.
Yeah, I think.
Nice warm sunshine.
Yeah, we'll get back to you for the next beer.
Mm.
beer number two.
Yeah.
So we're going for our one of our favourite breweries, one of the big, or what's now a big brewery.
Yes, it's BrewDog's Nanny State, and they call it an alcohol-free hoppy ale, 0.5%, and it's 330 ml bottle.
Yeah.
So the interesting thing is these used to be in Tesco.
Yeah, our local Tesco's, I cannot find them. So if you work in the local Tesco's at Concert, can you put a massive sign up? But somebody give us a picture in our We Like BrewDog Facebook chat of them all in the cheap thing. Yeah. So I think they've stopped doing it in that Tesco's. It's a real disappointment because I used to have quite a bit of it in. If you came round when we sat on my porch on a night, you'd have one of them, I'd have a real beer. If I went round to friends' houses, I would take them.
Yeah. So this was £1.70 from Coppers. It's about that in Tesco.
Yeah.
Now, if you work at Tesco and you find them removing them from all Tescos, please complain, because actually alcohol-free beer is one of those things that has now become a market where it's nearly there.
Yeah.
It's not the same shape that used to be about.
I think what would be far better is if they actually promoted it as the alternative, as the health kicks and stuff. Yeah. So you sort of say, look, this is the non-alcoholic beers. Don't like shy away from them necessarily, sort of say, because I think... And what was quite interesting was on Kickstarter or something I was reading this week, and there was somebody that said they'd give up beer a long time ago for health reasons, and now they're saying, well, they like beer for the taste and what we do, so they say there's no, or there's very few non-alcoholic alternatives.
Yeah.
I think it's a fantastic thing that when a brewery does it, I think more breweries should do it, because I think it, although we like a drink and that we drink a lot, I also like hops as a beer, so when I come in on a night, I want a beer, but I don't always want to have to drink alcohol for many different reasons. Yeah. I said health reasons. I've had a binge the night before. I'm feeling a bit delicate. I don't want more alcohol, but I want that hop kit. I'm a hop.
You're
addict.
A hophead. You are. You're a hophead.
And it's that whole thing of I'm quite happy to drink a 10% plus beer, but sometimes I want a beer. I have to apologise, the cat skulked in again. Yeah.
Ben, get out!
Get out of the studio.
Naughty cat.
I was reading somewhere, like, all these podcast tips, and one of the massive tips is, make sure animals do not come in to disturb the podcast.
Well, because we're not professionals.
So anyway, we'll open up...
We've said in plenty of discussions between ourselves that we feel more breweries should be told they have to produce an alcohol.
Well, no, they shouldn't be told. They should just...
It should be promoted.
It should be something promoted. It should be something that...
The more these different breweries do it, the better it's going
to
get.
What I'd like to see is different non-alcoholic beers in every bar. So when our local craft beer places, Newcastle, that is a minimum of 30 minutes drive away from here if the traffic's really, really good. A taxi's going to costs about £30. So to go there... Adding that on, you can't really do a midweek drink. If somebody will drive, you can. But that person's then, we have to go to BrewDog.
Yeah.
Or a few bars that we know that have non-alcoholic beers in, to then, for that person not to feel like a right wazzick. And the basic rule is that person doesn't pay for a drink that night. Well, that's what I'm starting from last time I did it.
Yeah. But I feel alcohol-free beer's got a bad reputation. From the past, people think, you know, the likes of Coors and Carlin and all their blue versions and non-alcohol-free versions were all lagers. They were shite lagers in the first place, and then they've just taken the alcohol out of it.
Like, I think...
And
right,
this
I'm
is
not...
A, this, is, this could be
a
really
I'm not a brewing
market.
Expert or anything, so I don't know. But I think in anything, it's if you could make a style people, if you could make a style that people don't necessarily want to drink, the low alcohol beer, or with very little alcohol beer, it would probably be a quite technical exercise if you can make it as good as a normal beer.
Yeah.
I think was quite impressive. So anyway, we've got this BrewDog one. It's Nanny State. So you get what you expect with BrewDog, and that's a hop hit when you smell it. Now it has an unusual. Smell I can't quite describe.
It's like hops but missing.
Yeah, there's something missing in the smell of it. And when you taste it, you get a fantastic hop hit with it. And again, the hop taste is very different to other beers. I don't think I've had a beer.
I feel it's a more of a bittering hop afterwards.
Yeah.
So you know when we've tried eating hops, it's closer to eating a hop than it being in the brewing.
But what
process from the start?
What it lacks is there's a lack of body there. There's just something that's not quite there. I would never drink. Well, I have before because I've drank too much and then I still want to drink beer. But it's going to be a very big contrast if you had a alcohol beer. So you'd had a punk or something in the bar, and then you went to this, you're going to feel a bit...
Yeah.
Something's lacking, I suspect.
I feel this is much nicer out of tap at BrewDog than what it is bottled. Because I've had it several times at BrewDog,
like,
and it's a lot...
For style...
Smoother.
For style, I would say that the other one was more like a beer in the traditional sense. This is nicer.
Yes.
So this is something I would rather drink. I think it's more of a craft beer. Basically, these were the two options I had in Coppers that day. They normally have more in, so we could have possibly had more, but these were the two that was in. So yeah, I think it's a very nice beer. Don't buy it. What was really funny at work, that some people, and obviously they know, they've just started to find out I'm into me beer. And so one of them said, oh, I've got a BrewDog beer. Oh, Nanny State. And I just laughed at them. I was like, it's non-alcoholic. What? It's non-alcoholic, you bellends.
Yeah. But no, it's this is a new market that I think... well, it's an old market, really.
Yeah.
It's a market that hasn't been personally sufficiently saturated.
But again, I think it's one of those stuff is... obviously, trying to get a kid into that taste probably isn't going to do. But if you want to do the sort of father-son bonding at a certain age, you could buy one of these and share it with your child. And it's not sharing an alcoholic drink with them. It's drinking because they can, presumably, with it not going through the self-checkout, anybody can buy it.
Yeah.
So that you could share it with your child. That sounds really wrong, but what I'm on about is like a 14-year-old and stuff.
We've grown up around beer. Now, if we'd had this when we were 12, 13, 14, we would.
But you know, 12, you know, that sort of age, you might be going to family parties where everybody's getting drunk and everybody's in. Instead of saying to the kid, "Oh, you've got to have J2O or pop or stuff," you can say, "Oh, I don't know." Like this could be like
it could be.
We could get in loads of complaints that this is like highly illegal and stuff. But then, like we've openly discussed, and I would say that
to beer to younger people
that low beers we have drank from a young age, and that we are quite pro that not children but young adults should be given beer in a controlled manner by adults. We think is a far far better way, like they do in France. I think we both agree.
People discover it on the streets.
That we think gives you a much better respect for the drink if you bring it up in a respectful atmosphere, and that's how we grew up. We started drinking from about the 14 age was when we would pass that we drank beer properly, not just a tiny bit of wine watered down and stuff like that. And I think that as a...
Did your parents water your wine down?
Well, when I was a certain age.
Oh. I always just get. I mean, my mum just drinks the cheap stuff, so it probably couldn't.
The thing is, as a child, our beers at first was lemonade, was shandies, getting stronger and stronger and stronger because you don't like the taste. A child doesn't like the taste of beer, really. In fact, if that Nanny State to some child, they're not going to like it.
They'll just be like, oh, it's too bitter.
But if you give a shandy, mainly because I think it was my granddad's homebrew that was probably dubious anyway.
Yeah.
And you probably, because it would have been like old standard. Plus of homebrew that tasted awful. So you would lemonade it, and then you eventually, you know, it's like 50-50 till eventually it's just like a tiny bit, and then eventually you're drinking beer. And it's very similar with wine.
Although crap homebrew, you always put a bit of lemonade
in. Yeah. Ooh. Well, I think that's a good thing about that. Anyway, should we get on to the next beer after
next
this?
Beer.
Yeah.
So we're going to do our... Sum up
with our third drink. And mainly because when I went to the shops, they only had the two non-alcoholic beers. And finding non-alcoholic beers is a bit of a challenge sometimes.
It, yeah.
We only had the two. That's it. Coppers normally have quite a few more in. I went in like on a Monday or something like that, so they've basically been raided at the weekend from every bugger. So we're going to go for the other option, and we haven't had this without milk because I don't really drink tea or things like that in the house. I drink beer.
And these are quite old tea bags as well. Yeah. Since I bought them many, many moons ago.
Yeah.
So we're having a good old traditional British cup of tea.
And it's British because it's PG tips.
Yeah.
If we were more sensible, it would have been far better. You know, getting one of these like posh teas, you know, one of the ones that some big breasted virgins picked from the trees and things.
Chelsea of Wittards or something.
Yeah. So it smells of hot water.
Hot water with a bit of tea. It's very hot.
It's very hot at the minute.
Probably not drink it. We'll just pretend we drink it. No! It's hot.
Should I put some? It is a PG tips.
Yeah.
So not a very nice tea.
Like musty tea between G tips. But no.
Does that improve the taste or?
Bars.
I've aged it.
Yes, it's aged PG tips. So bars, please, you know, if you don't have non-alcoholic beer, provide teas, coffees. Make sure your soft drinks are reasonably
priced. Yes, that really boils my piss.
If you're the driver for somebody on a night out and everybody's getting pissed around you and they're finding stupid little things.
We know your markup on Pepsi and on Coke.
We you know, just make the driver.
If I can go to the shops and buy a massive 2 litre thing of Coke for like a quid.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy a pint of that same Coke flat for £2.
Exactly.
Because I know you've gone down the supermarket and bought it.
And if you've got the guns, it's even cheaper.
Yeah. So don't con us. And it's when you pay like £2 something for orange and bastard water.
Yeah.
I mean, enough fresh orange. Like, if you're going to con us, do it properly and give us the jism of Coke in the, you know, the classic Coke thing.
Yeah.
I can understand that's expensive to buy. I don't agree with it because it means I get bugger all Coke for me glass thing. But at least there, you look as if you're trying to be up with the same class of craft beer because you're trying to be iconic with that Coke. But yeah.
And you know, if people are going to be designated drivers, bars, if you do a scheme, please advertise that you do something for designated drivers. There's a lot of people out there that do taxi runs for people and on nights out, and the worst thing you can be is stuck spending over the odds for Coke or juice and all you want.
Well, a good scheme is stuff like if you buy a round over a tenner, a designated driver will get a Coke or a orange and water
or a cup of tea, cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Or if you do it, a low alcohol beer.
Yeah.
For dirt cheap.
Yeah. Well, because I don't mind the low alcohol beer as long as it's appropriate, but just appropriately price your soft drinks. But I think doing a deal, it means you can say, well, if you're just charging people that are going in just for a, you know, some people do go in just for like a round of Cokes.
Yeah.
So if you have it dirt cheap, you're not going to make your money on that. If you say that you buy a round at a certain price, you can then get a Coke half price or something like that. Then it just says, look, thank you for coming to our bar. And I think you'll end up getting a lot more trade because the driver always has a lot of clout in these situations because they're taking the people on. They've got the carrot.
Yeah.
If they turn around and say, look, I don't want to go to that bar because I'm going to cost a lot of money or whatever.
Oh, I'm sick and tired. I'm going home. Come on, guys. Yeah. You know, they're the ones that could stop the night.
Yeah.
And
so it could be, one of these things. It's a lost leader, but you're getting a lot of people in.
And if you do schemes like this already, please make sure you advertise it because there's places that probably do and don't put a poster up. Don't just the simple things that somebody can see.
Yeah, let's have a non-alcoholic revolution. Let's be sensible drinkers. We all like a drink, but for people that are ill, people that are maybe having time off alcohol for whatever reason, or just drivers or pregnant women, we've not thought about them really. You know, there's a lot of sort of women coming into the craft beer market. They occasionally get afflicted with the disease of pregnancy.
Yeah, and that's not an easy disease to get cured of.
Yeah, no, it takes on average about 9 months to get cured of it.
Yeah,
so
it's
then
quite painful from what I've heard.
Yeah, so yeah, be nice to them and
it's we understand that you want to sell your beer, but there's other people out there that join these beery people, and we're not saying, you know, make your Coke dirt cheap for everybody because you that might be your profit margin in the afternoons with meals. But if there's a driver, you know.
Yeah, I think we're getting preachy now. We're not normally preachy, but yeah, we're just trying to promote non-alcoholic beers, beverages, stuff like that. I think we've probably said enough of it, thingy.
Yes.
Let's hope there's a revolution of low beers, and we'll champion it. And if you do have them, I think we'll definitely sort of try more in the future if we can, or maybe do another show like this later on, because I think it's a positive. Should we say goodbye to the good folk?
What we will say is next week, or next podcast,
is
back to our normal alcoholic podcast.
Yes.
And don't forget to visit our website
at www.formalshark.co.uk. Our Twitter at Formal Shark.
Our Facebook, Formal Shark, facebook.com/Formal Shark.
Yeah, we've got Instagram that we never update.
And we've got emails, which is sharks@formalshark.co.uk.
Yeah, we've got loads of different stuff coming on the website. The website's been updated. There should be, if everything's all right, a little donate button.
Yes.
So that we've... The Indiegogo, thank you to everybody that donated to that.
Yes, thank you.
That's now over. We're overwhelmed by the money that people sent in. It made us feel all warm and huggy. But if you still would like to sort of donate to the project, either just to the podcast or to our movie that we're making next year, you could just go to there. There'll be a button to donate on PayPal. Yes. If not, email us and we'll give you the details to donate. It could be £1, 50 pence to... £1 million. We're not going to say no to any.
No.
And we're going to appreciate any. I'm going to appreciate £1 million a little bit more than a quid.
The taxman would love that £1 million.
Yeah. But every penny, and we know that some people can afford a lot of money, and some people can, a quid to some people is like £1,000 to another.
And
so
the
that
thing
we're not.
Is, if you can't afford anything, tell people about us.
Yeah.
Even that, you know, it's good value for us.
If
you
tell
somebody else.
At worst, listen again.
Yeah.
Right, tatty bye.
Bye, folks.
This was a Formal Shark production, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.